the bipartisan infrastructure bill passed the Senate on Tuesday, marking a big victory for both political parties, but some would argue a loss for those in the crypto space. The bill didn't include an amendment that would have clarified the definition of brokers in the industry, creating some headwinds in terms of compliance with tax regulations. And our next guest says it's all part of crypto's storytelling problem. Let's bring in Emily Parker, CoinDesk Global Macro Editor and Anchor. Emily, you've got a story out on this. Explain to me what exactly you mean when you say this is just another sign that crypto's narrative is not really in line with what those outside of this space actually think.
Absolutely. Thank you. It's great to be back here. So yes, cryptocurrency has a storytelling problem, and I would argue that that's now becoming a political problem because crypto has finally arrived in Washington. That's what we're seeing with the infrastructure bill. This $1 trillion infrastructure bill was largely held up because of cryptocurrency, and you can say that's a good thing for the industry. The problem is that, you know, lawmakers, senators, representatives, they all have to have a motivation to spend political capital on something like crypto. And one of the reasons why the bill was not amended to the liking of the cryptocurrency industry is because senators had other priorities, there were procedural issues. So the argument that I would make is that we need a stronger message for why cryptocurrency is important for the United States. What the crypto industry has been saying is that the bill in its current form will leave the cryptocurrency industry to leave the United States. And a lot of Americans would say, so what? So I think we need to make a stronger argument for why that matters. One reason why that would matter is potentially jobs. Will cryptocurrency industry create jobs in the United States? But I haven't really seen compelling data that shows this.
Yeah, I mean, it's been interesting to kind of watch the dynamic between Republicans and Democrats, too, kind of trying to figure out where they want to fall on this. And it kind of, I guess it was a precursor when you think about Governor Abbott and how Texas embraced the mining industry there. Given how he's followed President Trump called it a scam, called Bitcoin a scam. So we saw that break and kind of the opening to where the politics were going to fall on this. But to the credit, I mean, it did sound like you had Republicans, Democrats working together to try and get the amendment done. Almost got there. Unanimous consent didn't get it across the finish line because we got held up on the defense spending side of things. But when you think about how far we've come, what about that dynamic between Republicans and Democrats finally, I guess, finding something that they can agree upon?
Yeah, there hasn't really been evidence that support or opposition to the cryptocurrency industry falls along partisan lines. We've seen both Democrats and Republicans fighting for the industry, opposing the industry. So yeah, just a much larger story that needs to be told about why the cryptocurrency industry is good for America. And as you said, Texas is trying to attract miners. Miami is trying to attract miners. And so I think it would be helpful if cities and states like that made a stronger argument for why mining is good for those states and why mining is good for the U.S. Will it bring jobs? Will it bring innovation? What will it do? I think right now a lot of the arguments are largely abstract, and I don't think that's going to be enough to get lawmakers to really fight for this industry.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit. We'll see what happens there, though, as the push continues. Emily Parker, CoinDesk Global Macro Editor, CoinDesk TV Anchor, appreciate you coming on here to chat with us again today.